So, obey God, do just as He has commanded you, and then do not do it only when you are young. Do it all the days of your life. Moses and Aaron were 80 plus, but God used them for many years beyond 80. So I'd like to encourage you to ask yourself, what's God's calling on your life? How are you going to do it in your later life? Or do you just see your vision, your strategic plan for your life is only up to retirement? You have nothing to do. You expect to sit idle because you're a pensioner. I think this message is to encourage you to see, to have a vision that goes beyond working employment life, to where you can see God using you way beyond the time your children are at home, the time when your grandchildren are young, right beyond, so that you'll be working as your grandchildren are also working, because that's what God intended to do, make you useful to society for His glory all the years of your life. Remember, that's what it means to serve the Lord. Serving the Lord does not mean doing something to God. God doesn't require your work. It is working to help human beings. What skills has God given you, which you can still use even in retirement? Don't mean retaining the titles. Don't refuse to be, don't say you're the chairman of the men's fellowship and refuse to retire from there. The title is not the calling. What has God called you to do? Please do it right into the days of your dying.